It is the Rosie on the House program every Saturday morning, now nearing our 25th year in broadcasting. Appreciate you joining us this Saturday morning and making it possible all those years. Phyllis, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Good morning. Well, I have the million-dollar question. That's a dollar for every time you've been asked this.
I would like to start collecting on that one.
Yeah. Are you going to be the first to start paying?
Pardon me?
You going to be the first to start paying?
How are we going to do that? Do you take cards?
Therein lies the problem.
The Bermuda grass that persistently comes up between the crack at the street, between the street and my sidewalk.
Okay.
We scrape it off and dig as much as we can. And
You're spending too much time and elbow grease and energy on that. You need to go get you a systemic herbicide with glyphosate in it. Killzall, Roundup, Ramuda, there's a bunch of them anymore. And just spray that when you see it come up. That's, you know, easy to do, and you'll finally get the roots. Just trying to scrape Bermuda grass out of a crack, you'll never get all the roots, and it's just going to keep coming back. So just get you a little bit of that, keep it in a little ready-to-use bottle, and just zap it a time or two, and before long, you'll have it all.
I've heard you say many times, converting from lawn to a xeriscape, you want to feed it water, mm-hmm. getting it growing so that when it takes the poison, it goes to the roots. Mm-hmm. In a case like this where it's coming up between the cracks, I mean, just kill it, hit it with the poison.
You know, you could water, you know, if you wanted to water it a little bit to get it growing even better, especially if there's nothing there now, you've already dug it out, and you know it's probably going to come back, water it a little, that'll speed the process up, sure. Same principle would apply.
Staying on the topics of lawn, Norm in Mesa, good morning, sir.
Good morning. I live in Alta Mesa in Mesa, and I'm going to put a lawn in for the first time in 20 years. I'm going to have grass again. I've got some grandkids on the way, and I'm tired of rocking my backyard.
Okay. Congratulations.
In any case, I don't know exactly what to do to prep the soil. I don't know if I should rototill. Should I put mulch in and rototill? Should I roll it? When should I trench it after I do all that?
Okay, well, let's start from the beginning. Scale. First of all, you got to move the rock away.
It's all gone.
Okay. Then I would...
Sprinklers.
I would probably till the mulch in first because it's a little harder to till if you've got sprinkler lines in there. But you could do it either way. But you want to prepare the soil
just
by
make
using
sure
some.
Your sprinklers are deep enough that the till blade doesn't get it when you go over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or don't put the heads in. Some guys will trench it and lay their main lines and then not put the actual sprinkler head on until after they've prepared the soil and then put the sprinkler head on. So, but you want to do all your ground prep and your underground stuff first, and of course, making sure that it's level. I would like to see, you know, an inch or two of mulch or compost and use some gypsum as well. That ground's been under rock and hard and baked, and, you know, the gypsum will help loosen up the soil a little bit. So about 10 pounds of gypsum per 1,000 square feet, some compost, till it in, run your sprinkler lines, get your heads all leveled, get it raked and level and rocked out and clods, and then lay your sod. You're good to go.
And it's going to take a little while. I mean, it's not going to be green tomorrow. It may take till the end of July before it's completely.
Well, if you lay sod, it'll be green tomorrow.
A sod from seed?
Yeah, from seed it takes 2 to 3 weeks to. To get it germinated. And then it, you know, takes a couple months for it to really be nice. So if you got grandkids coming, depends on how fast they're coming. Whether you ought to seed it or sod it.
Monica in Mesa with a question on her peach tree. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. I have a peach tree that we've had for a few years, and in past we've trimmed it trimmed the peaches off a few of them. And this past year we've trimmed off probably 70% of them. I did read that you're supposed to trim, I think, 93% of the peaches, but we took off about 1,000 peaches from the tree, and they're still growing quite small, smaller than last year when we trimmed significantly less off. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious as to how I can create bigger peaches on my peach tree.
Well, there's a couple other things besides thinning, and you hit it right there. You've got to thin them. Lowell True, one of our old cooperative extension agents, said you used to have your neighbor come do it because you wouldn't take enough off yourself.
That's good advice.
You need to make sure you're fertilizing properly, make sure that there's enough nutrients. Two or three times a year with peaches, I like to use a citrus food. It works great for peaches as well. So the Labor Day, Memorial Day, and Valentine's Day feeding schedule to make sure they got it. And then we need to know how old the tree is. If the tree is getting close to 15 or 20 years old, it may just be going downhill a little bit. The peaches may just not be going to get as big as they used to get. And maybe it's time to start thinking about replacing or something like that. And, you know, every year's different, too. So it just may be one of those years that they're not going to get quite as big. It's been cooler. The peaches, I think I can speak for myself, my little bonanza peach, they're a little later this year, and they're a little smaller than they normally are.
Monica, I appreciate the call. Everyone on hold, hang tight. We will get you in touch with Jade during Top of the Hour News. Mother's Day weekend.
Big plans this weekend at the garden. You know, come out and get some gift ideas to any one of your local nurseries or favorite nurseries. It's a great place to shop for mom. Easy, in and out.
That wraps up another hour of the Lawn and Garden segment on the Rosie on the House show. Stay tuned for the House and Home Focus segment as we put away the pruners, pick up the paintbrushes, throw away the shovels, and break out the shim shingles. We'll cover everything from foundations, chimney caps, windows and countertops, to painting and plumbing, plus whatever project you're tackling at your house. We're ready to take your calls right now.